are joined in the media center by our preliminary pro stock number one qualifier, Greg Anderson, who had a 6.933 at 197.19 miles per hour during Q1. Today, you had a 6.933 and a 6.937. Talk a little bit about that consistency.
Yeah, that's definitely like bracket racing. That's good for bracket one. You know, it's the best I've run here on a Friday, and got to be 10, 15 years, definitely. It seems like every year we come here, you start off and you're just behind the eight ball, and it takes till Sunday to get close, to get a tune-up that's close. And you just hope you find a way to win rounds on Sunday to learn a little bit more for the next run and make it a little faster and a little faster. And it seems like we always run out of time. We never quite find the combination. So way ahead of schedule so far this weekend, what we would normally do here. So that's a great feeling, and got a lot to build on. Got a good solid foundation and very, very fast cars, and I think we can make them better. It's fun to race here. It's a challenge. It's a bigger challenge. It's definitely a bigger challenge for a driver. And you heard a lot of the guys on the PA say, you know, they hit the chip on the gear shift and stuff. It's almost every car out here, we're winging a chip at the top of low and top of second gear because the gears go by so fast. You have to put so much gear ratio in these cars to make them run out here with the lack of air, the lack of oxygen, that it just makes it way more difficult to drive them because the gears go by a lot faster than they do at sea level. So a neat challenge, and it's something you don't think about at a sea level track. We're all kind of used to those, and I wouldn't say it's easy to drive them, but it's not. You do really mess up when you hit a chip at sea level, but here it's like commonplace, and whoever can do the best job of not doing that and hit it right, he's going to run fast. So luckily I did a good job with it today. Hopefully we can wake up on the right side of the bed tomorrow and do the same job behind the wheel tomorrow, because that definitely makes or breaks about here. You cannot do that. It stops the car, stops all the momentum, and it's over. So that's a big part of it. So the bigger the challenge, the more fun it is, and this place is a big challenge. So good day.
Yeah, you talked about finding that learning curve in Denver, and this year and this race in particular, you guys have more KV-powered cars than, you know, than usual. That's got
to
help.
And that helps. That's more intel. That's more information. That's more cars to look at. It absolutely, positively helps. You throw more things at them. You try one-on-one, and you've got five cars to pick from to do different things to. So it's like, you know, through the four qualifying runs, that's 20 runs. That's a lot more runs than most of the other guys are going to get. So it should help. It's going to help. And, you know, we've got five great cars, and we're learning from every one of them, and that's got to help come race day.